Good afternoon, it's 5:06 and 78 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. Moorhead State University returned to pre-pandemic normalcy today. Meanwhile, area venues and restaurants can return to 100% capacity. Parents are working to get younger children into vaccine clinical trials. Kentucky is not ranking well when looking at the jobs economy. Meanwhile, a labor shortage is impacting the tourism industry. In sports, a Moorhead State University football standout has been named to an All-Stars honors team. Showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 66. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Moorhead State University announced a return to pre-pandemic practices today. In an email to faculty and staff, President Dr. Jay Morgan said that face masks, social distancing, and capacity restrictions were no longer necessary after a review of recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and state leaders. Morgan says the university is planning for a relatively normal fall semester, but he expects some new normal behaviors going forward.
If you don't feel well, either monitor your health and maybe stay at home for the day if you're really not feeling well, or if you just have a little summer cold or something, close your door, kind of work to yourself, or if you're going in a public place, put a mask on and just be considerate. I think that's good public consideration.
Morgan is encouraging non-vaccinated members of the campus community to remain cautious as they return. All athletic, performing arts, intramural sports, and other campus activities, including student clubs and organizations, will resume this fall. Kentucky's mask mandate expired today, and additionally, venues and restaurants will be returning to 100% capacity. Laurel County Health Department's Executive Director Mark Hensley tells WYMT there is a concern with people who are not fully vaccinated and do not wear a mask when out in public, as they are at risk of exposing themselves to COVID-19. However, Hensley says it is a great feeling to be closer to being on the other side of the pandemic.
To me, it means that we are close to normalcy and we are slowly transitioning back to life as we knew it prior to the pandemic.
Hensley adds doctors are still encouraging those folks to get vaccinated that have not received the vaccine. Parents have been signing up for the COVID vaccine trial since it was announced that children younger than 11 are eligible. Norton Children's Research Institute announced that it will participate, a trial of only 100 participating sites worldwide and the only one in Louisville. Dr. Gary Marshall is the chief of pediatric infectious diseases at Norton Children's. He tells Wave 3 it gives him hope that the Institute was only looking to enroll 100 local volunteers for the trial, but more than 800 have expressed interest.
It has really been very heartening to me to see this outpouring of interest from the community and from the youngest members of our community. They understand science and they want to help.
In the study, they are aiming to test the safety, tolerability, and immune response in participants aged 6 months to 11 years old. A new study ranks Kentucky dead last when it comes to its overall economy and jobs. The Wallet Hub study, Kentucky ranked 50th among U.S. states for jobs and its economic environment, but 41st for its job market. The study looked at 35 indicators of job and economic strength, analyzing data over the last 7 years. Jill Gonzalez is an analyst with Wallet Hub.
It really comes down to the overall economic environment here. So things like lower starting salaries, more workers living in poverty, more workers with multiple jobs that are still living in poverty, as well as some of the health rankings, too, just could be doing even better when it comes to COVID-19 compared to some other states. So a little bit of a mix here just for jobs right now.
Kentucky's highest ranking included 16th for its average commute time, 22nd for its unemployment rate, and 23rd for job opportunities.
Tourism is being impacted by staff shortages across Kentucky. While people might be ready to drink bourbon, visit museums, or meet horses, finding a place to stay when in the Bluegrass State may be difficult. Hank Phillips with the Kentucky Tourism Industry Association tells WKYT hotels are struggling, but he's optimistic about changes to better the industry.
We're all going to have to be smart. We're all going to have to think in terms of incentives and cultural changes in the workplace, as well as government policy that will facilitate more people getting back to work.
Phillips says in 2019, Kentucky tourism produced over $800 million in local and state tax revenue, and a full recovery for the industry is only being made harder by the labor shortage. We'll take a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Moorhead Community Recycling Center. Maintaining a safe operation, CDC recommended health and safety guidelines are followed. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership with the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. Located near the Moorhead City Park with a 24-hour drop-off service, curbside service, and more information at 784-1250. Facebook and online at moorheadrecycling.org.
Some families in Appalachia have to travel miles to get to a grocery store, and some rural stores are struggling to keep their lights on. The IGA in Salyersville is one of only two grocery stores in the entire county of over 12,000 people, which means many customers may be driving quite a distance to get to them. If they're driving more than 10 miles, then health experts say they're living in a food desert. Dr. James Ziliak is a professor of economics at the University of Kentucky. He tells WKYT the health of families depend on their ability to access fresh food.
Most households live within reasonable proximity to some convenience, store that's going to have some foods. The evidence does suggest that food insecure families that do live closer to these, big box groceries are actually at lower risk of food insecurity.
The Mountain Association intends to help stores with their electric bills by installing solar panels on their roofs. The organization has already installed panels in Letcher County and is preparing to do the same in Magoffin County. Last weekend, there were two different head-on crashes in Lexington that left several people dead, the worst of which killed six people, including four children. At least 17 people have died in six different wrong-way crashes in Lexington in the past 2.5 years. Lexington Police Chief Lawrence Weathers tells WKYT officials are trying to work on different ways to see if there's anything they can do to prevent further crashes, yet they are not going to put up barriers preventing vehicles from entering the wrong way.
When you do something permanent like that, you're not prepared for every eventuality. And sometimes, and when we do have an emergency, sometimes the emergency vehicles might need to go the wrong way to get to an incident. And if you have those kind of barriers in place, we won't be able to render first aid in an effective, efficient manner.
Officials say they're going to examine signage, technology, and human behavior to find the roots of the tragic events. A proposed ban on no-knock warrants in Lexington took one more step toward final passage Thursday following public comment from speakers who said the mayor's moratorium doesn't go far enough. Nine Lexington residents weighed in, all in favor of the ban, during the council's final scheduled virtual meeting. The commenters urged the body to heed the call of those who took to the streets during sustained racial justice protest in the wake of the death of Breonna Taylor at the hands of police in 2020.
1 year later, the cries of Lexingtons haven't been heard.
Let's not wait for someone to lose their life before you choose to make a change.
We must ensure that the sound of a battering ram knocking down a door does not qualify as a sufficient announcement by police raiding a home.
The council gave the ordinance banning no knocks a first reading, opting not to suspend the rules and move forward with a second. That puts the measure on track for its second required reading and a likely final vote on June 24th. Lexington is now outpacing 2020's deadly record of homicide investigations. The feeling of a vicious cycle has community activists calling for change. Ricardo Franklin is working with the Fayette County Sheriff's Office in building relationships between deputies and the community. He tells WKYT it's saddening to keep hearing about deaths and gun violence around Lexington because that's not the Lexington he grew up knowing.
Just know, providing and being a reliable source that you can come to us and we're going to be here for you no matter what it may be, whether it's a violent act, whether it's food insecurities, or whether it's just, you know, we see you out on the street and need some help.
According to the Lexington Police Department's crime data, 13 of this year's 18 homicide victims were in their 20s or younger, including one of the latest victims, a 28-year-old. This year's Scripps National Spelling Bee is back and virtual, and a Lexington girl is Kentucky's only contestant. Lindsay DeVore is a homeschooled fifth grader, and to be old enough to participate and compete at the national event. Although Lindsay's sisters both competed in the event previously, her mother tells WKYT she's glad, yet nervous.
Well, it's a little nerve-wracking to watch the spelling bee and not know what word's coming next and how she's going to do. So we're excited for her.
This year, the bee is completely different. In addition to being virtual, round one is spelling off a list. Round two is vocabulary with a multiple choice component. And round three is off-list words. You can catch Lindsay in action this weekend on ESPN3. Taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, Morehead State senior linebacker Cameron Barrett is one of just 54 student athletes who have earned spots on the 2021 Football Championship Subdivision Athletic Directors Association Academic All-Star Team. He is one of only five selected among the 54 from the Pioneer Football League. Football players from all FCS institutions are eligible for the award. Each of the nominees were required to have a minimum grade point average of 3.2 in undergraduate study and have been a starter or key player with legitimate athletic credentials. Barrett is from Dayton, Kentucky, and has a 3.83 GPA in marketing. He finished this season with 46 tackles, including four for losses. His total stops ranked second on the team. He also collected two interceptions and a recovered fumble. He returned one pickoff 75 yards for a touchdown at Butler. He was named Honorable Mention All-PFL and was also a first-team Academic All-PFL selection. In 2019, Barrett was named to the Academic All-District 2 team as selected by the College Sports Information Directors of America. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely with a low around 66. Saturday, areas of fog before 10 a.m., otherwise partly sunny skies with a high near 85. Saturday night, isolated showers and thunderstorms before 4 a.m., otherwise patchy fog after 5 a.m., partly cloudy skies with a low around 66. Sunday, isolated showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 83. Sunday night, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mostly clear with a low around 61. And for your Monday, sunny with a high near 84. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Jonathan Burton, Cassidy Stearman, Ethan Jenkins, Shamari Mosley, Wiley Tanner, Keneally Roberts, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanna Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.